Hi, I'm Feng Zhizhou from the Max Planck Institute in Dortmund, Germany. I'm a PhD student in the Department of Chemical Biology and currently my third year. My thesis is called Understanding Lung Cancer for Personalized Treatment. The thing with cancer is that it's not a uniform disease like, let's say, an infection. An infection could be caused by a specific virus which always looks the same and has the same mode of action, so you can find a drug that specifically targets this mechanism. In comparison, every cancer is different, as it's not brought in from the outside, but it's because of mutations coming from your own body. Healthy cells have all sorts of control mechanisms, listening to signals that tell them when to grow, when to stop growing, when to die. In some tumors, there might be a mutation that causes them to grow indefinitely, other tumors might be oblivious to death signals, and so on. That's the reason why every tumor in every person is different, and examples in the last few years have shown how important it is to really understand the patient's tumor and mutations. If you administer the wrong drug that does not target the correct mutation, it will have no effect in the best case. In the worst, he could die of it. Our dream would be that a cancer patient could come into the clinic, his tumor gets sequenced to find out which mutations he has, then you look into a database to see which treatment you should administer to that particular patient. Unfortunately, there is no such exhaustive database so far, and that's what we're working on, to find such correlations between a specific mutation and a suitable drug. To that end, we have tested 1,500 chemical compounds and tested them against 90 lung cancer cell lines where we knew the mutations. That's over 150,000 data points we need to analyze, and all findings have to be cross-checked with other biochemical methods. From these results, we tried to find new correlations that might lead to novel chemical structures on which syntheses of new drugs could be based on. The work is still ongoing, but we're getting there, and one day we might have anti-cancer drugs for every single patient individually. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues André Richters, Matthäus Gettlich and Haridas Roudet, my clinical collaborators in Cologne, Roman Thomas, Johannes Heukmann and Martin Soss, and the people from the Lead Discovery Center, Jan Eickhoff and Bert Klebel. And I thank my supervisor Daniel Rau for funding and guidance throughout my PhD time. Thank you.